Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me on the Word Podcast. Hey, we're going to take a little sidebar today from what we've been looking at, the life of David, and just talk real quick about a couple of things that people have been inquiring about and wondering about. And honestly, we buy into things too easily. At the time of this recording, it's October the 21st, 2023. It's a Saturday. And things are happening in the Middle East. Well, things are always happening in the Middle East, right? Yeah, but they're happening even more so. And so there's been all sorts of inquiries and conversation. This is all good. People say, well, what should we be doing? What must we do? What are we required to do? Sometimes people talk about such things. Other times they just make assumptions about some things. And I think that the Lord has given us insight and given us understanding about what to do, about how to handle situations, what's occurring, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And for the most part, what we have seen and what we hear a lot about, how do I want to say it? Maybe is inadequate at best. Is that a kind way to put it? Inadequate place at best. If not just forthrightly in error, forthrightly wrong about some things. So let me just give you a couple examples of what I'm talking about. In the scripture, in Psalm 122, it tells us that we're to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And there is no doubt that's exactly what we're to do. We're to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But we paint things very, very broadly. When I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, I'm praying for that which will bring ultimate peace. I'm praying for that which is the only source of peace, which is being in the right relationship with the Most High God. And the only way that you can be in the right relationship with the Most High God is in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Think about that. In and through the Lord Jesus Christ. So when I'm praying for the peace of Jerusalem, and notice that it says, the psalmist said, praying for the peace of Jerusalem. He didn't say pray for the peace of Israel, particularly if Israel in the sense that is communicated today. But praying for the peace of Jerusalem, praying for the people of the Lord, praying for Mount Zion, praying for Jerusalem, praying for that peace. That only comes through salvation. And the salvation is only through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not going to have the peace that he's provided. Now, there's all sorts of things where people launch on this. I mean, they launch on it in every element. Some of y'all probably already launching on in your mind. And I would encourage you not to do that, okay? Not to do this. To understand that we're to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But when I pray and when we pray, that we're praying that Jerusalem and all will be saved, that all Jews will be saved, that all Gentiles will be saved. Now, out of our background, many of us were raised that we are to be completely, totally, without question, supportive of the nation of Israel because they're the people of the Lord and they're God's people. This is true. Jewish people are the people of the Lord. A couple other little caveats right here, though. That does not mean that you always agree with what a people do. The Lord God himself doesn't agree with what they're doing because he says they are in sin. They do this. They've rejected me. They do this. But he made promises to them. He made promises to Abraham. He made promises to David that have this word forever, forever, forever in it. Okay? It says forever. So God is going to do something with his people. That does not mean that we, in supporting them, have to agree with everything they do. Okay, have to support everything they do. And if you don't agree with that, go examine June 8th, 1967, the USS Liberty, and just look at what Israel did to the United States of America. You know, sometimes friends get in fights. Sometimes friends get in arguments. And so that kind of stuff happens, okay? What are we to do? We're to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We're to pray for the Jew. We're to pray for the Gentile. Nobody is beyond the reach of the gospel. We are to proclaim the gospel to the Jew and to the Gentile. Do we support? Who do we support? Okay. We don't support evil. Okay, but you're going to find that much of what we have given in support to the Jew and to the Gentile has been used for the purpose of evil. So I say, I don't want to support that. I don't want to send money to anybody that's going to do things in evil against other mankind. I'm not talking about self-defense. Okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what is it that we as believers, we as Christians are to do. And it is. People say, well, I don't know. I guess we're lost in this. Don't we all? But the Lord doesn't want us to. He has given us, if you are a true believer, now there is that caveat there, folks. A lot of people profess to be believers who are not believers. They're just religionists. They like to hang out with people at church, but they're not saved. But if you're truly saved, then you and we as the body are empowered by the Most High God for such a time as this. He has given his Holy Spirit that equips us. He's given us gifts of wisdom. He's given us gifts of knowledge. He's given us a gift of discerning the spirits. He has empowered us with the gospel message that will transform the heart of man. So rather than trying to figure out, well, who's right about this and who's right about that, why don't we do this? Okay. First of all, receive what the Lord has for you personally. Then receive what the Lord has for each and every one of us as the body of Christ. I may not have wisdom into something, but somebody else will. I may not have knowledge about something, but somebody else will. I may not discern exactly what's going on, but somebody else will, by the power of the Lord. But we have a tendency to want to believe what man tells us. Generally speaking, I'll just tell you exactly where I am. Generally speaking, if the media is telling me something, okay, if the mass media is telling me something, generally speaking, I don't believe it. Generally speaking, if a governmental agency or a governmental representative is telling me something, I don't believe it. My default position is not to believe. If it turns out to be true and I see that it is true, well, hallelujah. But generally speaking, I know that there are agendas afoot. And so whether it's a non-governmental organization or entity or whatever, I know that we're being lied to. How do I know that? Well, experience is one thing, but you know, the Lord will reveal the things. Then the second thing is this. We as a body need to resist this thing that we've fallen into of trying to assign every event with something that's been prophesied. The Lord has given us tremendous insight in the scriptures of things yet to come. But it does us no good to come back to every time there's a squabble over something to say, oh, well, this right here is the fulfillment of this. This, and so this has to happen. This has to happen. And you know what it is? It all boils down to this, the pride. Because we act like that, we need to know, and we need to know ahead of time, or it's not going to be valid. The Lord has told us that we're not going to know, okay? But we act like, well, we know, we're right about this, and you're wrong. No, Jesus says there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, but this is not even the beginning yet. And then the last thing is this. Sometimes we get really hung up with this thing. Well, you know, we have to support this because God says support this. God also said this. Don't be unequally yoked. Don't be unequally yoked. We can sit there and be supportive of something, but when you cross the line that you're unequally yoked with an individual, with an organization, with a nation, you don't want to have any part of that. So what do? We pray without ceasing. We pray for the Jew and the Gentile. We pray for peace, knowing that there may be temporary peace, but the ultimate peace is yet to come when the Lord Jesus Christ returns. In the meantime, even in the midst of wars and rumors of wars, peace can be had individually, but only through the Lord Jesus Christ. If anybody, be they person, be they entity, be they nation, professes something else, it will not work. So, believer, press on in the Lord. Don't get caught up in the agenda of the world. Don't try to superimpose that agenda upon your local body. And let's see what God does in using us. Well, again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all in the next episode. Goodbye.